Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, living in Chicago. Her preaching today is entitled, Giving Comfort to the Enemy.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him. He loves our nation and built a synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I, too, am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The word had finished his words on the plain. When Jesus finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. Urgently, the Jewish elders approach, interceding for a Roman centurion, the enemy. Their own words describe a not so simple, a less than usual relationship with this man, this occupier of Israel, this enemy of the Jewish kingdom. As Jesus listens to the elders' urging on behalf of this Gentile soldier, does he glimpse faces of the poor, the hungry, the weeping, those whose lives are exacerbated by the Romans? Is he talking himself down? Maybe. Perhaps. Yet, he goes. He goes as he is called. He heads in the direction of the centurion's house. Almost arriving, he is interrupted again. "No, do not trouble yourself to come. Please, just say the word." Twice in this passage, we hear the word worthy. The Greek word is axios. The English language cannot translate its depth. It is the centurion who uses this word. Picture a vintage balance scale with two pans held by a middle beam, both equally distant to a central support. Now, allow them to be level. This leveling, this is axios. When the two pans are level, when they are equal.
Jesus hears these friends speaking words of the centurion. I am not axios. I do not consider myself axios to you. Only speak a word. What faith indeed. For while this Roman acknowledges Christ's authority as not axios with his own, this enemy centurion is holding his slave in axios with himself. Oh my. And thus, might such compassion well up in ourselves? Does the plight of those unlike ourselves move us to level the two pans and plead on behalf of others completely different than ourselves? Might our Christian call compel us to be in axios with our sisters and brothers in Derna and Marrakesh, with our hungry, poor, tired sisters, brothers, children being bused into Chicago and New York from Texas and Florida, families exposed to the elements of weather all day, overnight in police stations, overcrowded on floors and benches. Friends, this is our call, to meet Jesus on the road and to plead for those who are suffering, who are troubled, who are in axios with us. As Paul reminds us in 4 Ephesians, God's grace and mercy is enough to allow us to live lives in axios to the call we have received. Then let us run. Run today and meet Jesus on the road. Plead. Beg for his healing. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing the other in love, while making every effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace, so that we may know the hope and be the hope that belongs to our call. All Jesus needs to say is the word. And we are healed.